excited!
KFNC. On Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I love that. I'm getting better by the day. I take more. I like that.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
I don't mind doing that. Okay, so third hour of the show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. It's Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Having some fun here on a F Yeah Friday. Bryson Brown, not only our Comedian of the Week, which we'll have one more clip of his at 3:15, but he joined us in studio. If you missed any of that, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. Catch up on what you missed on the back hours because we've had some good stuff today.
Speaking of catching up, I'm just getting on the text line. Do you realize how many people texted the show to tell, I'm guessing me specifically, that Hootie isn't the name of Darius Rucker?
Oh, we've talked about this.
These are the guys that probably take potato salad to an orgy. And they're like, well, you said to bring something. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, shut up. Obviously, oh my God. Maybe fun and games and jokes isn't your thing. Maybe go listen to, I don't know.
I know that's not his name.
Jeez.
But I would almost be offended if I went up to Darius Rucker and said, hey, man.
What's up, Hootie?
You won't let me call you Hootie?
Yeah.
Like, if he said no, I'd be offended.
You're Hootie, bro. You're Hootie. Like, that's it.
Now we know that's not the official name. We get it.
No, I'm still thinking.
It's the name of the band, but still.
Yeah.
At the same time, too, it's not that serious. We've said that. I was reading the Wikipedia page where they said the nickname came from the two of them.
I'm serious. I'm still catching up.
Combined
Darius
nickname.
Rucker has never been called Hootie. Well, you know what? Go put your head in the toilet. That's just weird. I don't know why you guys take all some of this stuff. You get, like, this dude fired off a multi-paragraph text about Darius Rucker not being named Hootie. My God. I bet your favorite position is missionary. Honestly. That's just, y'all got to get over yourself.
You know, the other thing, too, is like when you talk about, we're talking about nicknames and things like that.
Yeah.
You know the whole, like, when I hacked up Kirsten's name yesterday? It's one of those things mentally. Like, you ever have that? There's certain words or things where you start thinking about it, knowing, like, I've hacked this up in the past, and then you want to get it right, and then you end up screwing it up.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like Mario Ellie?
Yeah.
Oh, been there, done that. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
You know the one where everybody goes overboard and they should just admit it is Adetokounmpo.
Yeah.
The Greek Freak. What was annoying this morning on First Take, the Kellerman Stephen A one, I think it's disrespectful to Giannis when they kept calling him Greek.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds funky
just
to
say
you,
Giannis.
Like that, you know, because Stephen A is like, I mean, Harden good. How can you not take it to James Harden? I mean, Greek is good. Greek can play. But you got to give it to Harden. I'm like, Greek?
Yeah, I think if you're a broadcaster, I think you should train yourself to mix it up every once in a while with a name that difficult. That way you're always conditioned to know how to say his name. But if you just keep going back to just saying the Greek, that means you're just being lazy. And then when you really need to say it.
And you also set up a mental block for yourself.
Exactly.
That when you know if it's coming up, you
I
start
think if
freaking
you're a broadcast,
out about it.
And I'm sure the Milwaukee broadcast team has to, because that's a local team. But like I would alternate a lot between just saying the Greek and actually saying his last name.
I would say the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak is the nickname.
Yes, the Greek
Freak. Jimmy.
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah, Jimmy the Greek was. That's the part of the problem is Stephen A. Smith isn't even saying his full nickname.
Yeah,
he's just saying the Greek. Like, bro, that's not his nickname.
Extra lazy.
Yeah,
you're messing up the nickname. But yeah, but yeah. Still.
But I mean, just say Giannis if you don't want to say Antetokounmpo.
Right.
And I've heard people say Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo. Give it a shot. I mean, as long as you're like Antetokounmpo, like as long as you're not doing stuff like that.
Because people understand it's not a walk in the park. It's a difficult name to pronounce.
Yeah.
But I will say this, too. From a broadcasting perspective, the first time he comes up in the conversation, you say his full name. You say it formally. Then after that in the conversation, then you can go to the nickname.
That makes sense.
Because the other one that comes up to mind, Dan Orlovsky, the former Texans backup that's now on ESPN.
Yeah.
He has a real problem with Tyrann Mathieu. And he won't even attempt it anymore.
What did you say, the Honey Badger?
So he just, everything is Honey Badger.
The honey. He should just say the honey like Stephen A. The honey.
Yeah. I mean, that annoys me that they go and they say Tyrann Mathieu just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's like, Honey Badger was a guy that was out there. And it, from Kansas City's standpoint, putting the Honey Badger into their lineup. And I'm like, he wouldn't even say it one time. I think that's disrespectful to the player.
Mm-hmm. The only way you're going to change Stephen A from making all these mistakes is hitting him in the pocketbook. I don't think anybody has the nerve or the guts to approach him because I feel like he's one of the more, if not the most important personality on ESPN.
Did you see the money that he's commanding? He's already come out and said that he should be the highest paid broadcaster at ESPN.
Who?
Stephen A.
Said that he should be.
Said that he should be.
It's not a crazy thing to say.
How about you just not get stuff wrong before you start? Look, I get stuff wrong, but I'm not out here telling you I should be the highest paid person at Gal Media or ESPN 97.5. I know what I am. Stephen A, you should not be the highest paid. No.
So who should be if he shouldn't?
Not him. I feel like he costs them viewership.
I think.
You think people actually tune in to watch him?
I think he's like the, even though a lot of people say they don't like him, I think he's one of the not most important, if not the most important.
Let me ask you this. In his time slot, do you go to Stephen A for football information?
Nope.
Do you go to Stephen A for baseball information?
I don't really go to him for information.
Okay, let's just talk in generalities. Do you go to Stephen A for football information? Do we go as sports consumers?
No. I don't. No.
Do we go for baseball? No. Do we go for boxing? No. Even though he wants to sit there and think we know how to, he throws a jab with Teddy Atlas. Doesn't happen. He's a basketball guy. So if Stephen A is talking basketball, I'm listening. But no one tunes into First Take because Stephen A is there. You know why they're tuning in? Because that's what's on in the time slot. If you put something else there, I guarantee you'd be similar ratings.
I disagree.
Okay. I mean, I just don't think – I think he's got a following. I think he's got people that like him. But I think that he's not one of those guys that you would say, this is why people tune in.
Like when Stuart Scott was on SportsCenter, people tuned in on a nightly basis. And they wanted to hear Cool as the Other Side of the Pillow and Booyah and all those things. It started with Berman. I think the two best anchors that they have, Scott Van Pelt at night – Greenberg's getting a whole lot of money to do what he does in the morning. I think Stephen A is in that, should be in the, but it's pretty braggadocious to go and say that I should be the highest paid guy at ESPN.
Like you saying Scott Van Pelt, that would be the guy for me.
That's what I thought he's doing, initially too.
They were struggling to figure out SportsCenter is becoming plain. It's getting old. It's run its course. What do we do different? And Scott Van Pelt and that show and what they do, he's lighting it up. I've heard him curse on that show, which is unheard of on a network like ESPN.
And when he gets serious, people dial in too. He takes it from comedy, but if he dials in and makes a serious point or an editorial, people dial into that.
They get into gambling a lot. They get like, he's taking it to a different level. And that's a guy I tune in for Scott Van Pelt. Because I can get the news anywhere. I can get the news online. I'm tuning in to listen to Scott. I don't tune in to listen to Stephen A. Smith. I tune out.
But you also have to realize when you're at a certain part in the hierarchy, that you can request that type of money. You can request and say, I want to be the highest paid employee.
Okay.
Quarterbacks do that all the time. Joe Flacco at one point was the highest paid quarterback when he got that contract. Was he the best quarterback? Absolutely not. But when you're in that top three, top five discussion, you can make requests
Stafford,
like that.
Same way.
And that's the reason why Stephen A. Smith, and you know what? He might get it. He might get it.
But okay. And I'm with you on all of that. But I don't think that Matthew Stafford or Joe Flacco is going to put it like this. These are two quotes from Stephen A. Smith. First one is, as he told Bob Lee during a sit-down interview, those who are great get more than those who are not. Everybody at ESPN or in the world of sports media does not deserve to be paid what I get paid. I don't believe it. I just don't. And I'll never apologize for it. The First Take host could get up to $10 million a year in his new deal.
The best part is people are writing his takes for him. You can't sit here and convince me that Stephen A. Smith formulates every one of these takes on
even
his
own. Even the wrong ones?
But here's what I'll say about that.
Even the wrong ones.
Because the wrong ones mean that you don't have a producer helping you.
Huh?
I think the wrong ones prove that they're not, because a producer would have caught that and helped him to say that Hunter Henry, who hadn't played it down
that
all
was
year.
All him.
You guys are assuming he doesn't go off script. You think Stephen A., with his radio show and his TV show and all the appearances on SportsCenter and every other show on ESPN and then call-ins that he does, that he has time to watch all of these sports? You guys know how hard it is for us to consume as much sports as we have, plus your personal life, plus everything else, appearances. And he's out here coming up with all of these takes for TV. Not just us talking on a little local radio show. This is nationally broadcasted TV, and they're going to rely on just him. I think he goes off script because he thinks he knows everything.
Right.
And gets it wrong. But I guarantee you there are people handing him just mounds of information about the topics for that show.
But you're kind of making our point for us. He goes off script, which means it's his own take, right?
No, I'm saying that they'll be like, look, this is what's going on. Pick a topic. MVP.
But
he knows basketball.
Yeah, he goes to basketball games.
Let's say Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy having a fallout in Green Bay. There's going to be a producer that pulls up facts about McCarthy, facts about Aaron Rodgers, and gives them to him
so he can
say, oh, well, this, and this. And then sometimes he'll be like, but you remember like when Brett Favre, like he'll start to go off on his own based on what he thinks he knows.
Now, see, I'll say that. I will tell you that I agree with you for first take. I do not agree with you on the radio side of things. I don't think ESPN has the personnel to do that for radio. And I think that when you go back and look at a lot of the missteps that he's made with the Hunter Henrys and not knowing Brad Ausmus is the new manager of the Angels and things like that, I don't think he had any help. I don't think he's got a producer doing that. And I think that's why the mistakes happen.
I feel like he would have more on the radio than off. Like, I could see where he's got a guy or there's, like, a couple of APs on the TV show.
I think on TV because of the money. But, like,
his radio producer, for a lot of them, Nick can tell you, there's a lot of guys that do it. I mean, look at what Jim Rome had. Travis Rogers wrote everything for Jim Rome.
Right.
So, I guarantee you, as busy as Stephen A. Smith is, he may have a personal assistant that does it for TV and radio, but I bet you his radio producer and his TV producer are two different people, and they probably give him a ton of information to formulate his takes on.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Right.
Now, you know better than me, Nick, in radio. There's a lot of producers that do that, right?
I feel like in radio, it's harder to write people's takes because there's more takes to be given on radio. With TV, you have such a certain amount of time.
Okay. And that's why it's more scripted. They got all that money rolling in with sponsors on TV and on radio. They kind of bare bones a lot of stuff to where I'm not sure what they put behind it.
I could be wrong.
But let me finish with this quote, Barry, just to kind of get you stirred up one more time.
Oh, no.
Stephen A. finished with a tweet that he actually verified and backed up, which says, for the Jay-Z's, the LeBrons, Shaq's, and others, I don't consider them the American dream. I consider me the American dream. They're the American fantasy. You got a 1 in a billion shot, if not more, to be them. You can be Stephen A.
I have thoughts on this. We'll get it after the break.
Excellent. There you go. Final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Yeah, that wife getting on my nerves. Every time I come in the house, she's trying to throw me little hints. She want me to gain weight, grow muscles. And every time I come in the house, she watching all these little stripper movies, Magic Mike 2 and shit. And she watching this back to back like it's the news. Like it's just, it's on all day. Every time I come in, oh, look at this part. Can you do that for me? Like, what, you want me to dance for you? Oh, no, grow some muscles. Can you do that part for me? White boy, fine as hell. Look at you, I'm sexy slim. I ain't got to take this. Yeah. I'm the reason this electricity bill's so low. Now, you're going to respect me as a man.
There he is, Bryson Brown, again, was in studio with us earlier in the show. Fantastic dude. Going places, as Barry's pointed out for you. And speaking of that, he will be here in town this weekend. Look him up, check him out. Should be some good stuff this weekend as he performs in H-Town.
Yeah, man. Got to check out Bryson Brown. Funny guy. JokeJointComedyShowcase.com for tickets. Get out there and show some support. I'm telling you, You're going to be like one of those guys that's like, oh, yeah, I remember Bryson, but you never went. You're going to need to go. Go out and check him out this weekend. It's worth every penny and every mile you drive. I promise you on that. Okay.
All right, partner. You had some things you wanted to get off your chest about Stephen A.
Read the quote again.
You're lucky I knew you were going to ask that.
Because, I want people that are maybe just joining us after the break to hear the quote from Stephen A.
I'm a professional, Barry. I had it saved. I was going to bring it back up.
I like that.
Stephen A. put out on Twitter, and he did say that he had said this previously, but he backed it up yesterday and said he firmly believes it. He said, and I quote, "For the Jay-Z's, LeBron's, Shaq's, and others, I don't consider them the American dream. I consider me the American dream. They're the American fantasy. You got a one in a billion shot, if not more, to be them, but you can be Stephen A."
I am 1,000 million trillion percent on board with what he said.
Okay.
This is the point that he's making isn't that these guys aren't successful and that he's more successful than them. He is saying that, look what he's achieved. This dude is worth about 10 mil. We're talking about him getting $10 million contracts. And he started as a writer on a local paper. And he has built himself into a brand. Whether you like him or not, and I don't like him as for broadcast. He's not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But I respect the hell out of what he's built as himself as a brand. And he's absolutely right. It's a lot easier for a guy listening to this show right now that loves sports and likes to write to sit down and eventually become Stephen A. Smith than it is for a kid that loves to play basketball to be Shaq, or a guy that loves to rap to be Jay-Z. It's a lot easier to take that path to become successful. Because successful, there's different levels.
Sure, I was going to say, that's the biggest thing.
I mean, you can be Bill Gates, or you can be, Elon Musk, or you can be David Gao, who owns and runs a successful brand and group of businesses. And these are all different levels of success. I 1,000% agree with what he says. He is closer to an attainable American dream than any of those other people he named.
I don't disagree with that. I just think the statement itself came across as very arrogant.
He chose his words wisely. He wanted to stir up some controversy. Sure. But he gave himself a great out to be able to make the point that I'm making, which is, oh, no. It's a lot easier for people. Like, my road was a lot easier is what he's saying. I agree with him.
I get it. The counterpoint can be, though, but there's other levels of basketball. There's other levels of, music and rap and R&B, whatever you want to label the music industry. But you may not make it to the levels of Jay-Z and LeBron and Shaq, but you can still make a successful living. Look, there's the guy in the G League that's playing for the Lakers again. He's 30-some years old. He's toiled overseas in the G League, still playing in his 30s, still making a paycheck where he's not having to go sell insurance or find a job elsewhere. But I get what he's saying, too.
But do you think that guy's closer to being Shaq than someone that just started writing for Sports Map is closer to being Stephen A.? Who's closer?
I mean, it's...
But that's his point.
I know what he's trying to say.
Intern comes in here and starts writing for Sports Map. The Stephen A. Smith dream is a lot more attainable than a kid playing high school basketball that wants to be Shaq.
I think here's another problem that I have, though, and this is something that we saw when we saw the newspaper industry start fading a little, and we saw that broadcasting, TV in specifics, but broadcasting, cable broadcasting, radio started to pick up. Every writer thought they could be a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. at least polished his craft to the point where he and some others...
Craft. Okay.
Depends on if you like him or not.
Okay.
But from a craft perspective, you look at some of these people that thought, hey, all I got to do is flip on a switch and just verbalize what I write, and I'm good. And it's not that easy.
No. It's not that easy in reverse. It's not easy to be a guy that can talk and is comfortable behind a microphone and then sit down and write a compelling piece for people to read.
We found that out when we started having to write for Sportsman.
Yeah.
That it's a total different ballgame. But I think that at least
are good, but...
I think that from being humble, the perspective of saying, hey, I got to learn it.
I'm so
good at being
humble.
As opposed to being boisterous and when you come out with a statement like that. Because a lot of people that were writers decided, I'm already good at this. And then wouldn't even go back and listen to their own stuff. And I know plenty of the people in this town that tried to do it that way and were so arrogant to believe that they were good at it because they were a sports writer. Didn't even go back and listen to their own stuff. You go back and listen to it, you're like, bro, if you think that's good,
you leave.
It's an interesting debate because to a certain extent, if you're going to be an athlete.
I knew what you were going to do.
I'm not doing impressions at this point. Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
It's an interesting debate because if you're going to be an athlete, if you're going to be an athlete, a lot of times you have to have that, be blessed with that natural ability.
Right.
And I think for us as writers, you can be a bad writer and then eventually turn into a good writer if you work hard enough. You could work for years at becoming a good basketball player and may not be there because you're not blessed naturally to do that. And so that's why it's such a good debate. I couldn't answer that question, but I do think it's difficult what he did, especially in his time, because he still caught the era of, you know, being a black guy, despite it not being in like the 40s, 50s. It was still difficult for him, I would imagine, to a certain extent. He had to deal with that coming up as a writer and then eventually becoming a broadcaster.
Because let's face it, I mean, writing and writers and sports writers was an old school good old boy network for a very long time.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so guys like Steve A, guys like Jerome Solomon, these are guys that had to come up and fight for their piece of that industry. And it wasn't handed to them because you had a bunch of good old boys in power at all these newspapers that gave preferential treatment to certain and I know guys that'll tell stories about that. I'm not saying Jerome specifically, but there are people that'll tell you these things happen. So you're right. He had a little bit of a struggle to get where he's at, and it makes it even that much more impressive.
But to get the shine and polish it to be a professional, think about this too. He did it in one genre by doing it as a writer. He then crossed over and had to do it on two separate other genres, and they're different genres that take different talents and different areas where you really got to be polishing your craft when you talk about radio versus television. And he's doing both, and he's doing them both at the same time, and he's doing them at a high level. So whether we think he's worthy of being the highest paid at ESPN or not, he's doing radio, television, still doing. I think he's still doing some writing, but that's impressive to do it over three different genres like that.
So before we go to break, are you with me in saying that I agree with him, or do you disagree with what he said?
I don't exactly like the over ego part of some of the stuff he says, but I agree with what he said.
Okay. It's basically, yes. The way he did it was typical Stephen A. style, but the message is 1,000% on point, in my opinion.
And let's not forget
the way he did it.
Think about who his partner was before he got Max Kellerman. He's the king of how the message is sent. Skip Bayless is all about.
Yeah, that. No doubt. I got a message to send right now to the people out there listening. Get upside is my message. Get cash back in your pocket. That's my message. Don't leave money at the gas pump or the dinner table. That's my message. Go download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Start getting cash back on the stuff you're already spending money on, and that's gas and that's food. Get Upside has over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon. But wait, there's more. You can also get an extra bonus on your first fill-up through the app if you use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's the promo code. Put that in. Get that extra savings. My wife ended up getting 30% on her first, or 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill-up. Your mileage may vary. You might get more. You might get a little less, but it's definitely worth it to do it. We had guys that filled up a 35-gallon tank on their first fill-up. Could you imagine if you could get 30 cents a gallon back on that? That's a great saving. If somebody walked up and offered you $5 in your pocket while you're pumping gas, are you just going to say no thank you? Absolutely, you're going to take it. That's why I want you to use Get Upside. If you're not already doing this, don't worry. It's completely free. It's easy to install. You could be up and running before you head home today and get your first fill up. Just don't forget that promo code Barry. And look, I talk about the restaurants. Clarence told me his first two uses, our loyal listener Clarence, first two uses, he got $5 back within the first two times. And I keep bragging about this, but Channel 13's on board. ABC 13 here in town, they did a whole story on Get Upside and how good this app is and how successful it's been. So don't just take my word for it. Don't take listeners' words for it that have spent or got $200 cash back. This thing works. It's called Get Upside. Get cash back in your pocket. Use promo code Barry. Thank me later. And Joel, how long are we going to be back in?
People, if you're not aware of it by now, we'll be back in 60 seconds. So don't go anywhere. Don't even decide to do anything else. Because before you know it, it'll be more of the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay, welcome back to the Usual Suspects, final half hour of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Before we get back into diving into sports and stuff, I do want to let you all know about the Canon. It's a co-working ecosystem for Houston's entrepreneurs, small business owners, and freelancers, and it's the perfect opportunity for you to get a workspace where you can get out of the house, get into an area where you can concentrate, have all the resources around you, and it's a brand new location just off of the Galleria at 675 Bering. So it's right in the heart of everything that's going on in Houston. Offices starting at just $900 a month, and all members of the Canon Post Oak can also work out of the main campus space that they have. If you want information on all of this and you're a small business owner and you want some space, visit thecanonhouston.com/postoak for more information and to book a tour.
Robert and Tomball asked, can he get a happy birthday for his kit? So happy 6th birthday, Caden Carter.
Well, at least you got the name. I was like, what are you going to say, happy birthday, kid?
No, happy 6th birthday to Caden Carter.
Happy birthday, Caden.
I hope you weren't listening to the adult portions of the show.
Mm-hmm. But yesterday or today.
At least there was no rooster talk today. Happy birthday, Caden. I get to leave work early and listen to the Usual Suspects on the way home. And I'm going to the Astros game tonight. Hell yes, it's an F yeah Friday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have fun at the game.
I love an FEF Friday.
There are certain things you're just never going to let die. I can't wait to get in the living room tonight, and then the locker room tomorrow, and then FEF has maybe the barbershop.
Special place. There's a picture on the wall in the living room. You're not going to the game tonight, right?
No.
I'm debating.
Which one? Talking about baseball? Oh, you have to work. Yeah. I thought you have to go to the baseball.
Yeah, game. Well, no, I'm going there. So we're doing for the show, for Houston Sports Show, Channel 2 KPRC, Sundays, 11:30 p.m. Tune in. Set your DVR to watch it. I'm doing another Man on the Street.
Oh, okay.
So I did one at the U of H basketball game.
Right.
We wanted to do one for opening day for Astros baseball. So I'll be out there interviewing people for Astros baseball. And so I'm literally right after the show, I'm headed over there, going to grab my credential and set up shop, start interviewing people. So if you see me come by, that doesn't necessarily mean I'll interview you, but say hi. Mm-hmm. But I'm debating on staying for the game or not. Because, dude, me and my wife went to like 7 opening days in a row. And then they stopped spending money, and this was the 100 lost seasons, and they bailed on the fans. So I bailed on the Astros on opening day, and we didn't spend our money there anymore. It's just so hectic and crazy.
Opening day is. Because it's like one of those bits. It's like one of the big series. You know, it's like one of those, what, maybe 12 games a year that's really hyped up.
Like Cubs, Yankees, Red Sox,
right,
Cardinals.
Or maybe even a big bobblehead night where you know that.
Or one of the 15 ring nights.
Right, that people are going to line up around the building and whatever. Opening night's one of those nights. One of my buddies, Todd Kruger, and you met him last year when we were out there. It's a tradition of him and his son, who's now 14, to every year go to opening day. But even he will tell you that every year the prices have gone up.
Yeah.
The parking is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The fact that for a parking spot blocks and blocks away, you're going to pay at least $20. If you want to pay closer to the building, it can get as high as $40 to $80 just to park your car.
I brought a 20. Oh, no, I didn't. Damn. Forgot my cash. I'm screwed.
You are? You just better get that rodeo pass, and you better be a hell of a salesman.
Is this rodeo parking?
No, you know what you do? I'm telling you. Get your phone up. Get last week's segment up on the phone, and the guy in the lot will have you sign the sheet, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not kidding.
Last week's segment.
I think it's a better shot than the rodeo pass, don't you, Nick?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I have a gal business card on me.
That would help as well.
Yeah.
But I think of the two, the rodeo pass him being able to show the show last week with a clip.
Oh.
I know the trick, but I don't want to reveal it on the air. I know
right,
exactly
we'll just
what you
tell him
need
off
to
the
do.
Air so he can go.
Okay.
I don't want to say it on the air.
Now,
I gave out all my gal business cards. Damn it. This is not good. Not that I need, I mean, I have more in the box, but I just don't have any in my wallet. I got to put some more in here. You had something or what?
No, I was going to say the other thing, too, is I like the fact that for when baseball was really trying to get the fans back in, that they did all these things where you can bring in your own peanuts and bring in
your
own beverage, something like that. But now...
Now I don't have to pretend like I'm not sneaking
it in. I don't know
if
they're still doing it because now they've made more cutbacks in terms of what you can and can't use as a bag. You can't use a backpack anymore. I was seeing it this morning. You have to use, obviously, the clear bags. And there's
Wait, media Or just fans?
No, fans.
Oh, I was about to say.
I think that's a problem when you have
a
family.
I do have to remember to take them out of the bag.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that will be bad.
That'd be really bad.
That'd be awful.
I'll tell you what, it'd be great for the station, though. We get a lot of pub and run out of it, and then, you know, we'll just figure out how we get you out of jail later.
Yeah, got to take that out for sure. I worry about that because I keep it, and then I worry about if I hop a flight. Oh.
That would also be bad.
That would be really way worse. Whose gun
is
that, sir?
Oh, that's Joel Blank.
My name is Joel Blank! Look, he gave me his. I have his pass.
You know
right
what?
Here.
In fact, give me that credential you offered
you.
With the Rockets on it. This is my ID. Just say I'm Joel Blank.
Not happening now.
Are you a big Lil? Where's Lil?
Windex.
No,
baby.
No.
Uzi Vert. Boat.
Little Yachty.
Little
Pumpkin. Is that a real one?
Which
Lil Pumpkin?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Are you a big Lil, wait? Are you no
Lil?
A big Lil? Are you a big Lil Nas X fan?
Nope.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Nope.
Or is it Nas X?
See, and you
or
do
Nas
too?
X? Well, it's Nas.
Look, Mario.
I'm a huge Lil Nas X fan. The Greek. I'm a big The Greek fan. Apparently, he's a rapper who sings country rap. So he classifies himself as a country music artist, I guess. And he had a song that hit the country charts called Old Town Road. And it was dominating Billboard's country charts, number one. And they yanked it. First of all, let's play it. Do we have a clip? So this is Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till
I, like
I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna
That's not bad.
Ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Okay.
Almost. Okay.
For country rap.
First part I like. Second part, it almost sounds like he's making fun of country music. But if it's soaring in the charts, good for him.
It was number one for so long that it pissed people off because Billboard removed it. They pulled it from the country charts. They said it didn't have enough country music elements in it to be classified as country. And it made people mad because they're like, oh, Taylor Swift was pop country. Yeah. Like, what are you going to... So... Then Billy Ray Cyrus comes along and actually sends a message to Lil Nas X and says, hey, I've been watching everything going on with OTR, Old Town Road. And this is to Lil Nas X on Instagrams. He said, when I got thrown off the charts, Waylon Jennings said to me, take this as a compliment. It means you're doing something great. Only outlaws are outlawed. Welcome to the club. Because if you remember, Billy Ray Cyrus was the Achy
Breaky Heart.
Oh, well, that's pop music. Yep. That's not country. That's pop music.
Yep.
So they pulled him off of Billboard. So then he goes out. Billy Ray finds Lil Nas. So we got Lil Billy.
What's
Lil
his name?
Lil Billy Ray hooks up with Lil Nas X, and they do a remix of Old Town Road. And this is what it sounds like. And apparently this is what the kids are calling fire. Okay. That's Billy.
Yep.
That's Lil Billy.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
For country. I wouldn't buy this, but I don't understand
this
why.
This wouldn't be windows up screaming at the top of your lungs music?
No. I think if you told me that was a rap song, I'd be like, that's garbage.
Wrong Cyrus.
Yeah, Ron Cyrus.
Yep.
For a rap song? Nah, I'm out on that. I don't, but at least he's not mumbling.
Politics, someone just doesn't want to see him succeed on the country billboard.
I kind of feel the same way.
That's all it is.
It's just right. Politics.
Whoever has that hand, we probably, or maybe there is somebody that knows, but someone with power is making a play. And we don't know who it is.
Because you know why? So, they're fearful of copycats, too. Because they're like, if he can do it, then someone else is going to try it. And they're afraid it's going to sway the genre.
Or it could be an old school. Exactly. It could be some old school dude just really concerned for the genre.
Remember how we said about who votes for things and the crotchety old media and things like that? You still got people in all areas of life that still are, don't change a thing.
Look, I know country fans that listen to country music and they hate Florida Georgia Line. Like, they hate him.
Uh-huh.
Like, they absolutely hate him and everything that he represents. So there's going to be some people out there, whether you want to designate Florida Georgia line as country or not. I'm not going to have that debate
with
you.
Florida Georgia line a group?
Cowboy Troy.
I think it's a group, but I think one guy is he's the front man. Like, he's the most.
Don't get me started.
He's Florida, and then the rest is the Georgia line. It's like Hootie and the Blowfish.
I knew you were coming, Brandon.
You know what you're asking for on the text line.
Yeah. You think if Florida went solo that the Georgia line would still tour?
You know what the key was to the Billy Ray element?
If you don't get that, go back to hour one or two, whatever it was. Listen to the podcast. What?
You know what the key was with the Billy Ray element in the song?
Is that it gives him enough country credibility to keep it on the charts. No, that's absolutely why he did it.
The range.
The range.
Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, my God. the one that wrote the article on Bro Bible said, with this Billy Ray Cyrus remix, there will be no question whatsoever that Lil Nas X's song contains enough elements of country to sit at number one on the charts. So I think that was kind of the point. It was like, okay. Like, what do you mean enough country elements? Is it the lyrics? Is it the content? Does it have to have a banjo in it? A steel guitar? Does it have to have, like, that's stupid.
Slide organ or whatever.
That's a steel guitar. I don't understand why they're like, what is your criteria for that? Because you let Taylor Swift be pop and country.
I'm with you.
I don't get it. You let who else was pop and country? Did Nelly's song, who did he do that with?
It was Tim McGraw.
Didn't that make the country charts?
I believe so.
Yeah. See, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Why are you hating on Lil Nas X? Or I wonder if it's Lil Nas 10.
I think he did something with Florida Georgia Line, too.
So. Nelly? Or Lil Nas 10?
Nelly's big one was with Tim McGraw.
He had a big one with Tim McGraw. That was the first big one. Yeah. And he also has a record with Florida Georgia Line as well.
And then Big and Rich with...
had to do that again.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
I forgot about that.
You started with Little Troy, and then you went right...
Is it Cowboy Troy? Not whatever. Little Troy. Yeah. Little Troy is a different rapper.
Both of them.
Cowboy Troy. That's my bad. I forgot about that. Yeah. I know that's sensitive. That's my bad. That's on me.
That's all right.
I got to be a better co-host. That's on me. I got to be a better
teammate. Those guys were on the real game day. On ESPN.
Man, you're right. You're right. it just dawned on me, though. Is it Lil Nas X or Lil Nas 10? I didn't even think about that.
Late in the game to be trying to figure that out.
That's my bad.
On the fly.
That's my bad, 10. I just, Lil. That's my bad, Lil.
Or X.
Okay. Yeah.
Back with the final segment. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through, final segment of an FEF Friday. Always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride and being a suspect right here on the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel getting ready to wrap things up, put a bow on them, and turn it over to the Blitz. Fred, AJ, and Aaron will take you home till 7 o'clock.
Somebody was saying we have to hear the Billy Ray Cyrus verse on the song, that's the kicker. So, well, no pun intended.
Mm.
But I don't know. So do you have it? Can we hear it, Nick? I want to hear
it. We do have it.
Okay, play the Billy Ray verse and let's see what all the hoopla is about.
Town living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras, riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't go.
That's not bad.
Fine with it.
That wasn't awful. I was expecting worse from Billy Ray Cyrus. Not gonna lie.
Or me too. Or I was considering that he was gonna try and send some kind of message, forced message.
But maybe that was enough of a. I did hear a little plucking of a guitar or a banjo in the background. So maybe it's country now. I don't know. That wasn't bad.
Bottom line is, if it's getting more pub and it's getting more run, it doesn't matter what it is.
I don't see how this stayed number one for so long. And I don't know.
It's kind of poppy.
Is it?
If it has that poppy it just feel
sounds,
to it.
It sounds like Post Malone bought some cowboy boots.
Well, see, I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah, it just sounds like he was like, oh, look, these Wranglers are on sale. I'm going to buy these now. I'm Post Malone the cowboy. That had a Post Malone vibe to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old. I don't know. Whatever. I'll put it this way. I appreciate the effort. It wasn't awful, but I don't see what all the hype is.
I don't see why they have to exclude this from the country.
I also don't see why. Yeah.
Isn't that the debate?
If he comes out and says, I'm a country singer, then let the dude be a country singer. Even if he doesn't, if he raps about horses, it's still horses. That's country enough for me.
If it's Billboard, what are you worried? What if it's good enough that it wins an award at the end of the year?
I wonder if he rapped about putting 20s on his horse. Now, that would be pretty awesome. Like, put some Swangers and Vogues on my horse.
That'd just be Rich Lord in the country, wouldn't it?
That would be great. Oh, that'd be good.
You guys ever hear those commercials?
I wonder if in the video he's got some, like, Swangers on his horse. Like, they're coming off the hoof.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, a spoiler on the back. Some fuzzy dice. That would be so great.
Do you remember those commercials, by the way?
What?
When 610 used to run those commercials, and they had Rich Lord, of all people, try to sound, like, really hip, and he would be like, I'm rolling through H-Town on my 20s.
Oh,
and everybody was like, no one believes that. What, do they get those on your bike? No.
Wow. 20-inch ankles. I don't know. Maybe. Oh no!
And you thought you were worried about me? Man!
Mike Tyson's mad.
Really?
Yeah, that's not a guy I would want to make mad.
Did you punch somebody?
Nintendo of America. Who's that out there?
Someone's very loud.
Aaron.
Can you tell Aaron to maybe not scream in the
Come
hallway?
On, man. You run out of time. Get to this.
Aaron, maybe don't scream in the hallway while we're doing a professional radio show here. Nintendo posted something on their Instagram about Punch-Out. Remember Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know this, but apparently like the last year of Punch-Out, they took Mike Tyson off. And they replaced him in the game with Mr. Dream. That was the final person you had to fight in Punch-Out. So Nintendo's bringing it back, I guess, in some other games. They posted on their Instagram. They said, the lost Super Mario, hashtag Super Mario Brothers, the lost levels, Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream and Star Soldier are coming to Nintendo Entertainment System. Mike Tyson saw it on his Instagram and said, Mr. Dream, everyone tell Nintendo America who they think of when they hear Punch-Out. I wouldn't want to make him mad. He said, I heard Nintendo was doing the new Punch-Out without even contacting me. It won't be the same. My knockouts made the game. That's whack. It's true, though. Everybody wanted to fight Tyson. Everybody wanted the piece of that.
My name is Mike Tyson.
My favorite meme on the internet is when he has the two pigeons and he goes, now kith. That's the best. That's the thing. He's got two pigeons.
Because he was into that for a while.
No, pigeon races. I brought it
now,
up.
Now Kith.
He raised pigeons.
So good.
The carrier pigeons.
Yeah. Oh, he was he was big into pigeons. Not so much.
Now, do you think he's roosters. Bringing all that up because he wants more cash?
I wasn't going to call it the C word because you freak out, Nick.
Yeah.
It was pigeons, not roosters.
I think he's bringing it up because he probably wants the cash.
Well, wouldn't you?
He's been struggling on the cash.
Dude,
front,
this is
he?
The equivalent. This is, think about this for a minute. All right. This was Mike Tyson's punch out for years. This is the equivalent of EA Sports dropping Madden
yep.
and just saying, it's just EA Sports football. And then 20 years later, coming back and saying, hey, play EA Sports football. And John Madden from his grave would be sending Instagram posts like, boom, I'm part of that.
Here's a guy when he runs, he goes faster.
Yeah.
Boom.
I don't agree with it. But
And the thing is,
I wouldn't piss Mike
the
off.
The trend's already been in place. They're bringing back the old games because there's a market for it. There's an older market that still want to. So they're selling these consoles that have about 1,000 games on it, and they're all games from our past, like from the 80s and the 90s. So
did you ever play Punch Out?
Absolutely.
Did you play Punch Out?
Yep.
Would you want to play Punch Out without Mike Tyson?
It would be weird.
No. Yeah. It'd be
so
different.
Who's buying this then? They're doing themselves a disservice. He's absolutely right. They should reach out to Mike, mend the fence, and then say, huh?
Millennials.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
They're
true.
Buying it.
Who's Mike Tyson? He was in The Hangover. He's a great actor. You know what?
He has that punch tattoo yourself, on millennial. His face.
Yeah, just punch yourself, millennial.
All right, Final Four this weekend. So before we can deal with the championship game on Monday, but you got two matchups.
Yep.
We'll do some quick picks right across the board. You got Auburn and Virginia in the first one. Who you got?
Virginia.
I'm with you.
I would have said Auburn because of the hype, but I mean, everybody had me convinced that Virginia's defense was good, but that's about it, and they were the weakest of the ones. Well, they showed everybody, so I'll go Virginia.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm going Virginia as well.
Big loss for Auburn. If they have Okiki, they got a shot because he's an NBA player. He's really good. Mm-hmm. But without him, I think they rode the emotions last game, but they're playing a really good team this time around. I think Virginia wins that game.
Is Virginia the best team left of the four?
I think just on paper, yeah.
Okay.
Based on injuries and everything else, yeah.
Tech, Michigan State.
Great game. I think the hot team is Michigan State.
Okay.
I think it'll be Virginia and Michigan State on Monday
night. You give Tech any chance of pulling
an
upset?
I do give them a chance. I think it's going to be a close game. I think, again, when you talk about two teams that can play defense, I think whoever controls tempo and especially who's making a three ball, I think that could be a big factor.
What do you got, Nick? Michigan State, Tech?
Michigan State to win it all is what I'm...
Oh, championship.
You're going all the way through. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michigan State as well. I think Tech can pull the upset, like you
said. I want Tech to win.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them, but I feel like Virginia and Michigan State are the two best teams left.
There
just on
you have
what
it.
Limited I've seen.
Fellas, you have yourself a great weekend. Y'all suspects out there, do the same. We're going to talk to you again on Monday. But, of course, we're not done here on ESPN 97.5. It's Aaron, it's Fred, it's AJ, it's The Blitz. They're coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
This is ESPN 97.5.